Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. It's the 29th of January, 2025. It's just after 9 o'clock. Julia's just off today, so I am here alone. I've just been saying goodbye to her and making sure she's got everything she needs for her little trip. So that's all good. And I am now just about to set up the little studio space to do a video for my channel, of course. And it's another overcast, bleak day. I'm quite pleased, really, because, it's a day that I don't mind because of not going to the land today. I would hate it to have been a nice, beautiful, sunny day when we could have been productive. But it being a miserable, grey day, it's not so bad. And Julia's out for most of the day, so I am... I'm fending for myself, which is fine, perfectly fine, quite capable of fending for myself. I'm in the studio at the moment, just organising the camera. So I may be a bit distant because I'm having to put you down while I set up the studio. I wanted to get the Naked Englishman done, but also I want to get the... Naked Englishman, no, did I just say that? I wanted to get video done. I'm trying to be ahead of myself. I've got to go down to the post office this morning. And there's a few other bits and pieces that I've got to do. Just bear with me whilst I'm trying to sort this camera out. And lights and everything else. And I think my son's popping round to see me this afternoon. Last night, we watched... Breakfast at Tiffany's, the film with Audrey Hepburn and George Peppard. It's interesting to see a young George Peppard. I mean, I remember him principally from the A-Team, where he was considerably older. But no, that was... what a weird film. I'd never seen it before. Never sort of had the urge to see it before, but it's one of those films, I suppose... one ought to know about because it's referenced all over the place. And it was interesting. I watched a trailer before I watched the actual film. And the voiceover bloke was going, "Yes, Breakfast at Tiffany's with Audrey Hepburn and George Peppard." And I thought, who's George Peppard? Don't you mean Peppard? Pepper, George Peppard? Peppard? I can't even lost it now, you see. It can confuse you when people give you different pronunciations. Anyway, yes, it was a strange film, directed by Blake Edwards, who, of course, went on to do the Pink Panthers. And it was interesting because you could see elements of the Pink Panther franchise in the style of direction. Mickey Rooney was this Chinese guy, and they made him up to look Chinese, which was awful, really. And he was... I've never liked Mickey Rooney. I always think he overacts, and he was overacting in this. But you could almost see the Kato character coming out, especially at the beginning, where this character wakes up, bashes his head on lights, and is, you know, going around the place. And I thought, well, there's elements here of the Pink Panther. And another one, there was a party sequence, and Blake Edwards directed a party sequence in the film The Party with Peter Sellers. And that was interesting. So there was remnants in all of that. But as a film itself, I mean, it's nearly 2 hours, and it wasn't as compelling as I thought it would be for me. The character that Audrey Hepburn played, I found very shallow, really. And I wasn't quite sure, really, what George Peppard was, you know, doing in it. Now, how's that looking? I'm just setting everything up. It's not quite there, but we're nearly there. Right, that's good. Lights are on. Lights. And I'm only doing the videos every other day at the moment, more or less. Or at least that's the plan. Let's just turn the camera off because I don't want the battery to run out because I'm forever changing the batteries. And some of the videos that I've done recently, I think have benefited in terms of views by not putting them out as regular as I used to. And it's interesting how many people have been in touch. Sorry, just plugging in some. Oh yeah, that's better. Some lights and things in the background. What they call, what do they call them? Practicals, as in lights on the set that you can turn on and off with the button on the actual, you know, they work practically as opposed to being operated from a remote source, as in behind the scenes. Anyway, what was I? Can't remember what I was saying now. But yes, that looks all right. That's just the radio mics to set up and make sure I've got my hair combed and all of that. I think there's enough battery space in these radio mics. Let's get these connected and bung them on. Got a bit of a sniffles today. I think they've been chemtrailing. The horrors, the rotters, still trying to kill us with their poisonous bloody chemicals. Right, leave that over there. Good. Right, I think we're almost ready to record. Fortunately, this is all, I mean, I said I was taking the studio to bits, which I have done, the main camera and workbench and everything else, but the set behind me is still there, so it's nice to utilise that at the moment whilst it's all there, because to be honest, I've got nowhere else to put it all. That is the trouble. My house, I've been here for 34 years, so everything is filling up. You know, you acquire so much. And these days they've made it so difficult to go down to the dump, you know, with identifying who you are and your car and, you know, how many trips you can actually do. This all came about during COVID, of course, and then it's stuck. This is the problem. They take away your freedoms because of a so-called emergency, and then they don't lift the emergency measures after the emergency has happened. They go, oh, well, this is working pretty well. I think we'll just carry on being a pain to everybody. Get them to identify themselves and give them time slots and all this sort of bollocks. So that's, it's not very friendly, is it? No, not really. Not very friendly at all. Anyway, so not much happening today. Post office, get this video done, doing The Naked Englishman. Hopefully this afternoon, maybe get a bit of writing done. There may be some more orders for books, I hope so, which would be very nice. And yes, that was it. But I just wanted to mention about that film. I'd never seen it before. I don't know if you've ever seen it. A strange film. But there are a lot of strange films. And you do wonder how sometimes some of these films ever get past the planning stage, or whether when they're in the middle of filming, you know, the director or the producer thinks, well, we can't turn back now and we're on such a tight schedule, like most of these things are, but what I'm making is a pile of pants. The directors must sense that, you know, if the actors are not quite up to spec or they're performing in a very strange way or they're behaving very egotistically, and or they're getting drunk, or, you know, they have all sorts of problems on the set. It must be an absolute nightmare on these things, because these are massive, great big jigsaw puzzles that are being put together bit by bit out of sequence. But, you know, what a paint box to play with if you're in that position of somebody like David Lean and can really make it work. I've wandered back up the stairs, but I had something in mind to do that whilst I was chatting to you. And, oh yes, I remember. I'm looking for a cravat. To wear. What colour am I wearing today? Oh yeah. Maybe a red one. There's a red one. Hopefully that will work. Right. I'm going to leave this as a short one. A number of people say they prefer these as short, so, and others say they prefer them as long format. So I, you know, you can't win, can you? You can't win. It is what it is, and so be it. He says, blowing his hooter right at the end. Anyway, I'll love you and leave you, and I hope you have a good day.